Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
After a rather eventful night for everyone, the broads meet up after breakfast and go to the city guard office. Because Kayla is here for one reason, and one reason only. It's time to retrieve her bagpipes. You're listening to The Broadswords. Starring Kristen Flemons as Yularis, our half-elf wizard witch.
I'm sure you could have it forwarded to the estate.
Tracy Gibbons as Keela, our high elf bard.
They're noisy. You know, they're a bag with some pipes that come out of them.
And Bianca Zelda as Maypri, our tiefling barbarian.
I mean, not all, but there's a lot.
And we have special guest Chelsea Stark as Captain Rosewrath.
Did the other walking statue get out? What happened?
Then there's me, Victoria Rogers, your DM.
Hello, Chelsea.
Hello, Victoria. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm glad because I'm excited that you're here. So we met at PodCon and I was so delighted to meet you. And so why don't you tell our listeners, if they don't know who you are, what you do, where you can be found?
Yeah, so my name is Chelsea Stark. I'm one of the co-hosts of the Polygon Show, which is an all-female video games and entertainment podcast. We talk about what we're playing, what we're watching on Netflix, and also we like to fight about what weight Pokemon should be and who would be banned on Twitter if they had a real Twitter feed and what is the best soda, you know, all those kind of like ridiculous, important life questions.
Hard-hitting topics.
Exactly. I'm also the managing editor of Polygon. It's a good video game website that you should definitely read. And you can find me on Twitter at ChelseaBot and pretty much everywhere else at that name too.
Yay! So definitely check out the Polygon Show if you haven't already, because that show's really, really great. And I think it really aligns with what we do. And just their video games were tabletop RPGs, and well, we don't really talk about pop. Maybe we could.
We could.
Yeah, we could open up this conversation just like you open up a good can of pop.
I think I have a promising career as a Foley artist from my pew pews to now pop can noises.
Mm-hmm. The pop can also double up as the beer can.
I was just saying I should have waited to open my beer can until we were recording, but lessons learned.
Okay, so Chelsea is here to play a character. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this character, Chelsea?
Yes, so I'm playing the captain of the guards in Waterdeep, and she is an Azamar, which is a,
I mean, basically the opposite of a tiefling, right? So some kind of celestial stuff happened in her past. Her name is Grizel Rosewrath. So, basically kind of the character Grizel is, she's like always been put in leadership positions because everyone's like, well, she's going to be so good, obviously, celestial. And, but in the end, like, she's really a hard worker. She really wants to kind of like work beyond that, but it makes her kind of a boring stickler. Like, she's going to be the person that makes their whole squad stay and fill out paperwork instead of going home. She's maybe trying too hard. She's very serious about rules because she's a lawful good. So, yeah, lots of fun at parties.
What is one thing that Captain Rosewrath will never admit to because it's too embarrassing?
It's too embarrassing for Captain Rosewrath to say that she really likes a bubble bath because she's very serious.
I have so much in common.
Yeah.
All right. So I have another question for you, Chelsea. Well, actually, this is a question not for Chelsea, but for Captain Rosewrath.
Mm-hmm.
What does your office look like?
So Captain Rosewrath's office is like stuffed with filing cabinets, like absolutely like meticulously organized, perfectly labeled, like just full of file cabinets, books, lots of manuals on procedure. Every inch is covered in paper of some sort and scrolls. And it's like very big, spacious office, sure, but it's full of stuff. So it doesn't seem spacious. It seems like you're just stuffed in there.
Does pronouns are she?
Pronouns are she, her.
Does she have seating?
She'll basically pull a pile of like a one of those little file boxes off of a chair and offer you a seat. But she's only got like the main comfortable chair that she kind of glowers into and is like doing all this filing and writing. So maybe not necessarily welcoming.
Okay.
Very, very focused.
It is about mid-morning, about an hour and a half before lunchtime, and you have been working non-stop because Waterdeep has literally been on fire. There was a big, massive fight. One of the walking statues has been destroyed, and there have been, like, gang wars all over the place. So it's been pretty darn hectic. And you've been filling out report after report after report and listening to reports and making decisions. So what are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm maybe taking a moment to sit back and lean back and kind of absorb it all. But there's still a half-finished report in front of me. And I've got ink on my fingers. I'm like kind of a mess, even if it's only maybe, you know, the early part of the morning, but I'm still very much in it. I definitely have some like sleep deprived looked below my eyes, which are like a very, as part of the Azamar, very like weird pale. So very, you know, very haunted looking a little bit.
You are interrupted in your moment, your quiet moment of reprise by a knock at your door.
Oh, please come in.
The door opens to reveal your sergeant, Sergeant Pippi, the half-orc, and she looks at you slightly, like, concerned, a little bit like, oh no, should I bother her? I don't know. There are three women to see you, and they won't take no for an answer.
Captain!
If you've tried stopping them, what else can go wrong today? Please just send them in.
Captain!
Do I know you?
No.
Who are you?
Captain, this is important. Let us in.
I mean, come in. Just like waving them in, exasperated, like, please.
Sergeant Pippi stands aside.
Thank you, Pippi.
I will sweep into the room dramatically and then look pointedly at one of the seats that have papers and boxes stacked on it.
You can set that just right over there. That's fine. I'm sorry. We're just kind of in a busy time right now. I don't know if you noticed.
Ylaris Wronghorn.
Roaring Horn, is it?
Extend to my hand. Yes. You may be acquainted with my family?
Hmm. Definitely. Sounds like a name I've heard before.
Anyways, can we hurry up with these pleasantries? And I'm just going to storm into the room and put my hands on the desk and lean over the desk, looking right into the captain's face. We need to talk, Captain. This is urgent. Put everything else away. This needs to take priority right now.
Did the other walking statue get out? What happened?
My bagpipes have been taken by the city guard. I need them back immediately.
Your bagpipes?
Yes.
This is
of the
not about the game
war.
Are they magical bagpipes?
Apparently. Which was as surprising to me as it is to you right now.
All right. Let me get the full scope of this. And I'm going to, you know, getting out some papers and shuffling things around. And like, did nobody take your statements? Where are your statements? Did someone not, like, already interview you? Pippi, I'm looking at
Pippi.
We
were not going to be postponed for such long-winded bureaucratic measures. We are our statements, and we are bringing them to
yes,
you.
Yes, what she said.
Meanwhile, my unseen servant is unstacking the papers from my seat. I'm not going to do that myself.
So you... all right, so, bagpipes.
Yes.
Okay, well, before we get down to the business, give me your full names.
My name is Keela.
No last name? Okay, good. Miss Grant, got it.
Oh, yeah, that's... That hurts. Words hurt, Captain.
I give a nod of the head. I mean, she's not wrong.
And Miss Roaringhorn, was it?
Yes, Yularis Roaringhorn.
Have you ever lived in Waterdeep before?
Sometimes we winter here.
Oh, interesting. That's why I thought I heard that name. I'm going to stand up and start digging through the file cabinets marked R. I think I have something for you, Miss Roaringhorn.
Do you have something for
me?
Really? Primarily some bagpipes?
No. I just wave her off. I'm not even looking.
Keela, I think you've made the bagpipes a very central part of the room, even in their absence.
So I'm still digging through the files. I'm ignoring the commotion entirely. Ah, yes. Miss Roaringhorn. There was a carriage left unattended in a no carriage zone 5 years ago. Because...
Well, clearly I am not the keeper of my family's carriages.
Well, it has your full name. Yularis?
Yularis? Yes.
Because you were unable to pay your fines, I cannot even spend the time to talk to you until you get this bureaucracy straightened out.
I'm sure you could have it forwarded to the estate. I'll pay for the postage.
I just sit down and cross my arms and look at them.
I will huff out of my seat, lean over the desk, and attempt to snatch this piece of paper.
No, don't even.
Oh, you're not even going to show me what I am accused of. That seems to be against policy.
Oh, I flip it around,
Captain.
And point out Yularis Roaringhorn's name at the top of the ticket.
I would like to read the full accusations.
Mm-hmm. But if this burns up in smoke, I have it in triplicate.
Marvelous. I'll take it. How much is the fine for?
65 gold after not paying it for years.
Yularis, I thought I was the miscreant, but I am wrong.
I definitely don't have 65 gold. Not even close.
You can go sort it out with Sergeant Pippin. We'll speak to the other two about the bagpipes.
I am just like folding this paper into ever smaller squares, not breaking eye contact. You could just, if this was a cartoon, the steam would be coming out the ears. Livid.
So tell me more about your magical bagpipes. I want to get this over with and get back to the real problems.
Okay, they're noisy. You know, they're a bag with some pipes that come out of them.
Do they not have a shape or a color or anything?
Are you unfamiliar with the appearance of bagpipes? I mean, they're rather like loosely bag-shaped. They have four pipes that come out the top and then another fifth one that comes out. Kind of looks like a hand. Kind of looks a little bit like a turkey, but if a turkey were an instrument. And as loud as a turkey.
They sound like a turkey
as
well.
Yes, a little bit. It's fine.
Something like the noises I'm getting right now. Okay.
Are you?
And I'm.
Did you call me a turkey? My goodness, Captain.
I think our captain's having a bad day.
Yeah, excuse me.
Words have barbs, Captain.
The bard would know.
All right. Well, I believe we took a report about such bagpipes. I'm going back to the file cabinet and looking under B for bagpipes. I'm sure someone filled out a missing persons report or some kind of missing objects report or something like that. And I'm going to continue to look.
Hello, everybody. It's Tracy here. I would like to take a moment to give a big thank you to a few people who have written reviews on iTunes for us. The first one is from Celestial8227, titled Killin' It, Y'all. They say, The Broadswords is a fantastic show that is just getting better all the time. There is so much tasty witchness happening in the world, and the whole crew is just absolutely delightful. It is a must listen. Thank you so much. We also have a review from Big Pete 009, who says, Great new podcast. I am enjoying the story with this great D&D actual play podcast. Highly recommended. Keep them coming. Thank you so much. And lastly, we have one from Zane Weber, who says, Y'all have a great way of role-playing that is super engaging to listen to and wonderful production values. I can't wait to see where the ladies head next. Thank you so much to everybody who has written us reviews, and please keep them coming.
Yularis, are you going to settle your parking ticket?
I suppose I'm going to go out there and see what can be done to put this on someone else.
Okay, you see Sergeant Pippi at her desk writing out a report.
So tell me, I apparently have some unsettled bureaucratic matters that need to be cleared up. But unfortunately, I am not actually the person that needs to be addressed for these. For although I was escorting my cousin on this day, the carriage was her responsibility. So I think it would be most appropriate if we redirected this matter to my cousin, who is currently studying at the academy. Do you know what paperwork we would need to fill out in order to get this matter squared away so that everybody is happy?
Can I see the ticket, please?
I'll pass Pippi my piece of paper.
Pippi unfolds it the multiple times that it was folded.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ah, yes. Seems you were parked in front of an emergency fire well.
Hmm, terrible.
So what would have happened if there was a fire, and our firefighters would not have been able to get access to that well?
It would have been terrible. I will absolutely include an extra note to Celia to be more careful in the future.
Hmm. Right. So what you're pretty much telling me is you can't afford the, and she squints at the paper, 65 gold.
I'm a woman of principle, and I believe that we only learn from our mistakes by following through on the consequences. And so I feel like it is important for my young cousin's growth that she address this matter.
Yes, well, the carriage was registered under your name, so you are the one responsible whether or not you you claim you were just escorting your cousin. So I think as the owner of the carriage, you should accept the consequences of your actions.
Well, then you'll be very disappointed because I have no gold at all.
Well, we accept down payments and we can figure out a payment plan for you.
That won't work. I think at this point we need to, if you check the registration of that carriage now, you'll see that I have been excommunicated from said family and it now belongs entirely to the Roaring Harm name. And so they, in fact, are responsible for
no,
the fees.
No, they are not responsible for action that you performed 2 years ago. So you can either start to pay up and we can get you on a payment plan, or you can spend some time in jail. The choice is yours.
Wow. You jail people for parking tickets? You have that? You don't have better things to be doing right now? Catching criminals? This city is on fire. On fire.
Yes, and people need access to those fire wells.
5 years ago.
Two.
She said five.
This writing is really strange.
It's very tight hand. It's very efficient in space usage.
Give me a roll. Persuasion or intimidate? What are you trying to do here? What is your goal?
Let's go intimidation.
Okay.
I am angry.
How far away is Yularis? Can we hear what's going on over there?
I'm pretty sure you can hear me. I'm talking really loudly.
Grizel is very proud of her sergeant, though, for following protocol. Gotta say. Extraordinary good.
That is a natural motherfucking one.
All right. Well, Pippi rolled a 9, but that is better than a 1.
Fuck. So... Can I use my plot point to recall an obscure piece of bureaucracy that like deals with transfer of debts when one family member like when it is attached to a household? Because I'm sure that the carriage was registered to me, but I doubt that I owned it myself. The ownership would have been in the family. So then I'm going to like rack my brain and like come up with like, I think you need to check the city bylaw C-392-1. And we will see about transferring this debt to Miss Celia motherfucking Roaring Horn in her freaking academy spot.
Okay. So that also means the person on your right, so we're going to go clockwise here. Yeah. So that means Chelsea, at least we're going clockwise. Ooh, oh no. With my Chelsea. View. So Chelsea, you get to come up with a complication.
I guess the complication is Pippi's a little bad about mixing up numbers and letters, so she's going to take a long time to write this down and try to find these things. So she's okay. A very good cop, but she's not, you know,
not this a bureaucrat. Explains the confusion between the 2 and the 5.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, so we are going to switch over to the scene in the captain's office as Pippi struggles with finding this obscure code.
Okay, so I believe I might have some information on some bagpipes.
Okay, I'm listening.
Are these the kind of bagpipes that maybe are a key to the vault? Is that what this is about?
Is it or isn't it?
Come on.
Maybe? I mean, honestly, I don't know. This is all kind of... I'm figuring this out as we go along.
Well, so are we. But we had some bagpipes.
Uh-huh, I'm listening.
We confiscated them because obviously this is a huge security risk to the city of Waterdeep. And as the captain of the guards, it is my responsibility to keep the city safe.
Uh-huh.
And so, I understand that you don't find this interesting, but this is my job. So I believe the bagpipes were... stolen. Yes, stolen.
Hold on one second. You're the city guard and you're telling me that they were stolen from you?
Look, I'm as mad as you are.
No, you're not!
I mean, I'm gonna get a little mad, which I think for the Azamar means that I kind of become a little more celestial and I can kind of sprout kind of a more angelic, like, Halo-esque thing. It doesn't look that scary. It doesn't sound that scary, but it's me getting mad. So you can see kind of like little bits of like feathers kind of stick out of my curly hair. And I'm just like, look, I'm embarrassed of it. We suspended the people that let them slip from their grasp. But that said, they're not here. They were taken by 2 men in gray cloaks.
Okay, so how are you going to help me retrieve them? Because this is your problem. You took them from me. I had them, and you took them, and then you lost them. I don't give a shit about these guys who got fired. How are you going to help me find them?
What do you want? What do you propose that we do to find some bagpipes in this giant city?
Well, you know the city a hell of a lot better than I do. Maybe you can spare some guards to help me look for them. Maybe you know the underground areas a little bit better than I do. If you can spare any sort of resources to help me out here. I mean, even a little bit of gold would probably help me a little bit. But really, what I need is bodies.
And how do I know that you're
the right person to have these. What are you going to do when you open the vault?
I don't give a shit about the vault. All I want is my bagpipes. I don't know anything about this vault. All that I want is the bagpipes that came from a man that I loved that is no longer with us, okay? I want this.
As long as you promise me you leave with these bagpipes as soon as you get them, I will do what I can.
Hey, you know what? If that's what it takes to get them back in my hands, I have no ties to Waterdeep. I don't care about your vault. This is all that I care about. So, you know, if you want us to leave, that's fine.
All right. Captain Roserath goes to the bottom section of the filing cabinets and starts to pull out a long drawer with maps. And she'll bring out a gigantic map of the underground passages and set it on the desk.
Is there a chair for me to slump into? Because I feel like I need to slump right now.
I had cleared one off.
Oh, excellent. I'm going to slump into it.
Your unseen servant cleared one off.
My servant had cleaned one off.
So here are the areas you can go in, and I'll indicate where you're likely to find these different, you know, more suspicious, more a gang activity, more dangerous areas. And I'll mark them on the map. Take this map. You can take two guards. I'd recommend seeing if Sergeant Pippi's available.
Okay. I'll trust you on that.
But I don't want these in my city. It is causing chaos. So as long as you agree to leave, I'll help you.
I am happy to leave. It's nothing against your city, but there's too much water. It's too deep.
It's so deep.
Tell me something I don't know. Okay, so I will give them the resources that they need.
Thank you. And I'm going to reach out to shake the captain's hand.
She takes your hand and looks solemnly and is like, just get out of here as soon as you find them. We can't handle any more chaos.
Hey, if chaos follows me, it's not my fault. I mean, I will gladly leave as soon as I get them. But, you know, chaos just sometimes falls upon us. It's just the way that it goes with us. We do our best.
I'll remember you, Keela of no last name, Miscreant.
That's me.
I hope you don't mind, but I took the liberty of taking some of these loose papers in these files and putting them... Well, I turned all of them into cranes. I mean, not all, but there's a lot.
I'm just looking at the tiefling. Like, not about the tiefling right now.
I don't even think you introduced yourself.
I did not.
No, it was just a silent tiefling in this, you know, it seems like they would have to be somewhat of, like, opposed to each other.
Yeah.
Just a little.
By nature.
Just by nature of each other's existence. I'm just gonna be like, are you done? You can go. There's the door. Thank you for your cranes.
Thank you, Captain. And I'm gonna make my way towards the door, but kind of just make sure that I usher Maypri out on the way.
Oh, okay. Bye.
How's the navigation of bureaucracy going?
Yeah, Sergeant Pip is having a hard time.
Will you just let me? I'm pretty sure that I can figure out this system. I know the alphabet really well. Also numbers.
And she grabs like this great big giant book. It's probably like 2 feet thick.
Yeah.
And plops it on her desk and looks at you.
Give me a minute. Bylaws, love it.
I'm gonna come up behind you, Larrys. Excuse me, Sergeant Pippi?
Yes. Yes.
By leave of your captain, you are coming with us.
What are we doing?
We're finding my bagpipes.
Okay, but first, show me this bylaw.
Got it.
Sergeant Pippi leans over and starts reading it carefully. She's mouthing the words and whispering them under her breath as she reads them out. And then she does it all a second time because she's like, mm-hmm. Legalese isn't her strong suit.
It's very obtuse.
And after about like a solid 3 minutes, she frowns and nods and says, okay. We just gotta file some more paperwork, and then we can go find those bagpipes.
All right.
Can we make the paperwork go faster?
I can do the paperwork. Maybe, Sergeant Pippi.
Well, quickly? We need to fill out an A-2B form. Mm.
Love that form.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do this. Maybe we can all do it together.
We have paperwork montage.
Paper cuts. Oh, no.
I think that Keela and Maypree during this paperwork montage are just like running around the office in circles with, what's it called? Is it the Betty Hill song that plays?
Yeah.
Yeah. While Yularys and Sergeant Pippi are working on the paperwork, we're just running around.
Maypree has probably made a lot more paper cranes.
Yeah. I did not know she knew so much origami.
She's starting to hang them from the ceiling.
Yeah. I've got both do you remember the paperwork quest in The Witcher 3 and then also Brooklyn Nine-Nine, some Amy bureaucracy love going on.
That's what I was thinking of.
What I'm seeing in this montage. Yeah.
And I think that's an episode.
Wonderful.
Paper quest.
Really fun. Sounds of paper flipping. Some some paper Foley work.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned Brooklyn Nine-Nine because I was thinking about Captain Holt.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah.
We're gonna be at Gen Con. We have a live show and we're gonna have some guests and it's gonna be really fun. You should all check that show out if you're in town. Tracy and Kristen are gonna be running a Broadswords D&D fitness workshop. So you should also go to that because that's gonna be ridiculously fun. So we'll see you next time. On July 6th, July. Wow, this year's speeding on by.
Bianca Zelda here to thank some of our new and wonderful patrons. Joining us, we have a Donald Bewley. You're absolutely wonderful. Thank you. We have Joel McKeever. You're fantastic. Thank you so much for becoming a patron. Emily Rose, you're splendid. Thank you. Trans Fur Productions, you're excellent. Thank you so much for being a patron.
Character Creation Cast is a discussion podcast where Amelia Antrim and Ryan Bolter create characters in multiple RPGs with prominent guests from the game's community. Each month, Character Creation Cast examines the character generation process in depth for a different game with new guests each series. They always take the time to reflect on the game, its design, and what guests have to say about it. Think of it as sitting in on a great session zero every week.
There are three women to see you. They won't take no to answer. There are three women to see you, and they won't take no to aunt. There are three women to see you, and they won't take no for an answer.
Theme music by Victoria Rogers. And other music is by Kevin MacLeod of Incomptech.com. Songs heard were Cottages, Northern Glade, and Life of Riley.
the Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.